The Pontifical Academy for Life is holding its 18th General Assembly. The theme for this year is the diagnosis and treatment of infertility. A workshop was held in the Vatican today looking at the causes and management of infertility. Dr. Felice Petralia is professor and chair of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Siena. He told Lydia O'Kane about the positive trends in the treatment of infertility.
How important is it for you to be here at a conference like this at the Pontifical Academy for Life?
Oh, for me, it's a very important occasion because just yesterday I became member, corresponding members of the Academia. So I am very proud of this. It's a big honor. And today I am honored because we are discussing one of my daily practice work, which I am gynecologist, which is infertility, in an environment which is open to understand why this health problem is important for couples. It's an health problem and a social problem, which we like to treat as a disease with a good management and a good perspective.
We're here obviously at a conference promoted by the Academy for Life, church conference.
Yeah.
So for couples who, Catholics, who don't want to go down the IVF road, What is the success rate? How positive is the news for them?
No, the news are very positive because we list today anatomical, hormonal and medical problems which may affect infertility. If we treat properly, if we first diagnosis and then we treat properly these disturbances, we have more success than other assisted reproduction. The problem is some doctors go directly to assisted reproduction without doing any exams, without doing any treatment. So what we would like to start from today is to have a publicly to say to the people, to the patients, please go and do first some examination before to do any other approach, and because this is respecting our religion, our approach. So if we use a good management, a good process, we can be successful.
How prevalent is infertility?
Today we had the World Society of OBGYN, they claimed 15% in the developed countries, 30% in underdeveloped countries. So there is a discrepancy between our world, the Western countries, and the other part of the world. In our world, it's because of the aging. Women start to have a pregnancy when they are over 30 years old, which is too much. This is another social invitation. Women start to have a baby less before than 30. In the underdeveloped country, the problem are the infections. So they have to be careful to the infections or to the anatomical causes they have. So this is the difference in the world.
You'll be meeting the Pope tomorrow. How do you feel about that?
Oh, we are all anxious to meet him because we are proud to be invited in front of him. And so everybody is looking forward. There are people who came here because of this opportunity. Some of the invited speakers are very important speakers. They are invited all over, but they accept. We have 100% acceptance rate, which is unique. In the meeting, you have generally 80, 85. So there are some missing speakers, but in this case, 100%.